The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. It is an honor to have you with us today. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you might be across the fruited plain. It is great to be back in the anchor chair, and hope you guys are ready for a wild show, because we do have a wild show ready for you. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You are going to need this. The number is 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstarnes.com. The live show blog is up and running. All sorts of great news and information for you as well. So we will explain what happened down in Mar-a-Lago a little bit later on this hour of the show. I can tell you that it was an honor to be able to have dinner next to the President of the United States. That would be Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. And I had a chance to talk with the president on two separate occasions down there. And it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And it's we've got some exciting news coming about the direction of our program. And we're going to tell you about that a little bit later on. But a couple of big stories that we've been following, and one of them involves Franklin Graham and Newt Gingrich, our good friend, Speaker Newt. Now, during the Obama years, one of the things that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did, he laid down the law when it came to flying the gay pride flag outside of our embassies. And there were a lot of people in the LGBT community who were very upset about this. However, I will say this, that in some Middle Eastern countries, flying the gay pride flag outside of your embassy is not exactly the best thing in the world. And it does make you wonder what sort of a message the United States is sending when you fly the gay pride flag outside of your embassy. Well, Franklin Graham weighed in on this, and we have his comments over on our website. This is apparently becoming a big deal because now the Biden administration has reversed this policy. And last week, the Biden administration authorized all the embassies and consulates to fly this gay pride flag on the same pole as the American flag. So understand, it's not a separate flag. It's not a separate flagpole. This is the same flagpole that Old Glory is flying on. And Franklin Graham has a problem with that. I'm wondering if you do as well. Do you have a problem with our embassies on foreign soil flying the gay pride flag? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the flag is typically flown during the month of June, which is Gay Pride Month. They have a whole month of celebrations cavorting about on our public streets, doing Lord knows what, all sorts of stuff going down. We're not going to get into that today. But anyway, the Biden administration is going to allow the flags, the gay pride flags, to be flown beginning in May for something called International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. Now, Franklin Graham says this sends a bad message. He says the embassies represent the United States of America. The only flag that should be flown is the American flag, not the gay pride flag, not the Christian flag, not any other flag, just the American flag. Do you agree with that? Franklin Graham goes on to say, our U.S. flag represents the sacrifice, the honor, the unity, the patriotism, and the blood that made America great. And I think Franklin Graham has a pretty darn good point here. But he's not the only one, so Newt Gingrich is also raising some alarms. He says that the Biden administration is attacking people of traditional values by letting the U.S. embassies fly the rainbow flag. Now, he was on, we're talking about Newt Gingrich. Speaker Newt was on Fox News Channel over the weekend, and he said, look, if you list every idiotic thing the Biden administration has done in the first 100 days, you begin to realize whether it's threatening anybody who believes in the Second Amendment or attacking anybody who believes in the right to life or attacking people of traditional values who are appalled that this administration would fly the gay flag at American embassies all over the world. Gingrich says, and it's true, it's almost like they have a checklist. All right, what are some things we can do that are going to outrage, infuriate traditional Americans? And they're going right down this list. So Newt Gingrich is saying that the Biden administration, by hoisting the gay pride flag in front of our embassies, just below Old Glory, is, quote, and these are his words now, deliberately anti-American and deliberately committed to infuriating the majority of the American people. Now, are you buying into this argument? Do you believe that this sort of behavior is meant to rile you up? Or is there something else going on here? Is there something more sinister or nefarious going on here? Or are they just trying to honor the LGBT community and the people they bed in the privacy of their homes? And why, ladies and gentlemen, do we need to celebrate who you go to bed with on a flagpole outside the embassy in Saudi Arabia or Iraq? Why is that necessary for us to do as a country? Why do we, the God-fearing, patriotic citizens of America, why do we have to affirm what goes on in the privacy of your bedroom? Because to be honest with you, folks, I don't care. What you do in the privacy of your home is your business. Why do we have to wave a flag saluting that? I don't care if you're gay, straight, or if you go to bed with a laptop computer like that guy up in Massachusetts. Why do I care, and why should I be forced to care? Never have understood that. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break here. When we come back, there's a war on mathematics underway on American school campuses. You're not going to believe this, folks, but there is some crazy stuff going down, and we're going to get to all of it today. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
You know what feels great? Paying off those high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. Now you can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95 APR with autopay and excellent credit, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. And I have a special deal just for my listeners. You can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. Now, the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/freedom. That's lightstream.com/freedom. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/freedom for more information.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, I got to tell you guys, I was going to wait till the end of the show to tell you guys about this, but I got to tell you about what happened over the weekend. I was down in Palm Beach, Florida, and we were having some meetings with our good friends over at Newsmax, and you know they are a sponsor of this radio program. And by the way, ran into Congressman Mo Brooks while I was down there. And Chris Ruddy, great American patriot, and they're doing some pretty incredible things over at Newsmax. And you can certainly see that in the programming and the things they are doing there. And one of the things I love about Newsmax is they share our vision for America. They believe in fair and balanced journalism. They believe that American values are under attack. And as such, they are fighting the good fight. And I love that. I love that about Newsmax. So anyway, I was invited out to dinner at Mar-a-Lago, and I didn't know what to expect. I've never been to Mar-a-Lago. Beautiful, beautiful place. And my driver, as we were crossing over into Palm Beach, my driver got a little confused and wasn't quite sure where Mar-a-Lago was. So I told the guy, I said, "Hey, see that Secret Service agent guy over there, the one with the machine gun?" He said, "Yeah, yeah. Turn a left there. Just take a left at the Secret Service agent." So we get in there and we're pulling in, and believe it or not, one of the Secret Service guys actually knew me and said, "Mr. Starnes, welcome to Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Starnes, do you have any weapons?" And I said, "No, but do I need some? Because we can remedy that." He says, "No, no weapons allowed." So he had a good chuckle there. Pull in, and I have to tell you, absolutely beautiful club. And you would come to expect this kind of stuff from President Trump because they do everything first class. So anyway, we're having we're seated for dinner. And all of a sudden, you hear this round of applause. Congressman Jim Jordan was there. And I believe the House Freedom Caucus was down there for some sort of a fundraiser. So all of a sudden, the crowd starts to applaud. And here comes the president and the first lady. Melania Trump was there, as well as Ivanka and Jared. And they're making their way around. Everybody's giving them a standing ovation. We were outside. It was a beautiful night in Florida, about 80 degrees, and we were on this just incredible patio sort of veranda. And I noticed as I looked to the side, the table next to us, it was roped off with the red velvet ropes, as you see. And I thought, turns out that the president was being seated right next to us. We were so close, he could have said, "Would you mind passing the hot sauce and the pepper?" And I absolutely, Mr. President. So anyway, about once or twice, well, it was at least two times, the president came over and he said hello and said how much he enjoyed reading my column. And we had a wonderful, as a matter of fact, I said, "Mr. President, our listeners love you. They love you, Mr. President." And he smiled and he gave me a punch on the shoulder and then came back and we had another great conversation. So I got to tell you something. The man looks rejuvenated. He looks refreshed. You know how people, these presidents, when they go to the White House, they're in office for 4 years, 8 years, and they come out looking like death warmed over. I mean, Barack Obama looks like he's, what, 80? But Donald Trump looks the same. Actually, he looks younger than he did when he entered the White House. And I guess that's because this guy thrives on the energy. He thrives on the stress of the job. Someone said, I got a text message. Did the punch hurt? It was a big, beautiful punch. Thank you very much. But he just looked happy. He looked healthy. And I'll tell you, the dinner was about, I don't know, 2-3 hours. And I couldn't help but notice that the president and the first lady were just happy. They were smiling. They were laughing. It was just, they just looked good. And I got to tell you, I was able to talk to some other folks that were at the dinner. And every single one of them said, "This guy, he's got to run again. Todd, he's got to do it one more time." And I think he could. I don't know if he's going to, but I think he could And I think that he is ready. I think that President Trump, he sees what's happening to our country. Keep in mind, we haven't even been 100 days into the Biden administration. We haven't even gotten that far, ladies and gentlemen. And the country is on a path to maybe one, possibly two wars, looking at what's happening with Israel and Iran and then Russia and the Ukraines. You've got Joe Biden bending over and taking one in the wazoo with the Chinese. And then you've got chaos on our border. It's just the folks, the president told us all of this was going to happen. Donald Trump knew exactly what the Democrats were going to do. My takeaway from this weekend, I hope he does run again, because I think this guy, I think Donald Trump, I think he has the energy. I think he has the stamina. I think he has the determination to beat those Democrats and save this country from the throes of socialism. That's what I think. That's what I, that was my takeaway from this weekend. Now, is he going to run? I don't know. Would you like him to run? Do you think that Donald Trump is the guy? I mean, again, we're not even 100 days in here, folks. And when you see what Biden has done to this country, I'm really concerned about the next 4 years. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump can turn this around in 2022 by getting out there on the campaign trail and campaigning for a lot of these Republicans. And all of you Republicans out there, you want to run for office? You better bring the fight with you. We can't have any more wishy-washy Republicans. We can't have any limp-wristed Republicans. We got to get out there, and we've got to fight. The Democrats are fighting. We've got to fight. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I'm telling you, what's happening right now in Maricopa County, the Democrats are trying to stop it. The mainstream media refuses to cover it. But if it turns out that Donald Trump won in Maricopa County, I think all you know what's going to break loose. And I think if that happens, there should be a call among all of us to rise up and demand that the president, we don't need anybody else to run for the presidency. If Donald Trump wins Maricopa County, he's our nominee. Go ahead and hit the campaign trail right now. That's what I say. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running over at toddstarns.com. And we have all sorts of information there. By the way, listeners in Lafayette, KROF, you guys getting one of our special prize packages all this week in Lafayette, Louisiana. Now, real quick, this Maricopa County story. They are recounting and re-canvassing 2.1 million ballots. Now, the Democrats are filing lawsuits. They're throwing everything at this effort, but they're not being successful. So you're looking at something that could be nuclear if they come to the conclusion that Trump won. It could be nuclear, as a former president used to say. But it's going to take about 40 days to do this audit. So we've got to stay vigilant. And we're going to stay on top of all of this. As a matter of fact, Dr. Kelly Ward from Arizona is going to be here during the next hour of the show to bring us up to the minute on what's happening with the recounting effort. And also, and by the way, we've got some terrific guests coming up in the program. Our good friend Alan Dershowitz is going to drop by in just a little bit, has a brand new book out on the cancel culture. By the way, did you see the Oscars last night? Oh, I did. I wish I had not, but I did. And we're going to get into that. We have some great audio. You say, Todd, why would you subject yourself to that? Why did you do that? Well, I got to tell you something. We believe in taking one for the team every now and again, and I didn't want you guys to have to watch that nonsense, so I watched it for you. And we have some audio that you will not believe. People were howling like they were wounded animals last night. It's unbelievable. And we've got the audio to prove it. We're going to get into that right after the commercial break, along with your phone calls. That's 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. the live show blog. Get yourself a copy of the newsletter, the podcast. You can do that during the break. ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us on this Monday edition of the program. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to Sherwood, Arkansas. Charlie hanging out with us. Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking, Charlie.
Yes, sir. I just want you to know there's not a doubt or question in my mind that President Trump should be back in office, you know. And the thing is, he's still our president as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I think when he does get back in there, we're gonna see some good things happen again. So,
well, I have no doubt that could happen. I have no doubt that could happen, Charlie. Now, the question is, will the Republican Party allow that to happen? An interesting development in Georgia, and I know we have a lot of listeners in that part of the country over at WDUN. But Doug Collins, who was a very successful congressman over there, came out and was considering a run for the governor's office and announced earlier today that he's not a candidate for any office. So something's going on down in Georgia. He was a strong contender to go after Brian Kemp, who's the current Republican governor there, but he's not going to do that. And I'm wondering where that is going. I know Trump was real bullish on Herschel Walker, maybe running for the Senate. Doug Collins was also a contender for there. So I'm curious to know the backstory and what the rumblings are there in Georgia over Doug Collins. But I think it goes back to this idea, Charlie. It will depend on what the Never Trump Republicans do. And say what you will, but the people like Liz Cheney, they may not be popular back home, but Congress people like Liz Cheney are incredibly powerful and incredibly popular. Among the establishment Republicans, especially at the state level, and the president Trump is going to have to contend with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Charlie, thanks for the call, and appreciate you listening to the program. But that is going to be a factor here. Will the Never Trump Republicans within the party allow this to happen? My thinking on this, very simple. If President Trump is able to hit the campaign trail and he's able to win back the House and the Senate, I think the job is his. If he wants it, great. If he doesn't, that's all right. But if this president is able to go in and take care of business on in 2022, then I don't think the Never Trump Republicans have a leg to stand on. So, look, I got to talk about the Oscars last night. You know, these people are incredibly wealthy. I mean, incredibly wealthy. We're talking about multi-bazillionaires. Every person who attended the Oscars got one of these swag bags. And we have swag bags here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show. But our swag bags are pretty economical. I would say they're probably middle-class swag bags. But what they were giving the actors and actresses over in Hollywood is unbelievable. I mean, liposuction, you had bottles of wine, over $200,000. That's how much those swag bags were worth, over $200,000. Unbelievable. Do you know what you could do with $200,000? How many homeless people you could take care of for $200,000? What was the story over the weekend? Apparently, our tax dollars are being used to buy copies of Kamala Harris's children's book, and they're sending those books to the children that Joe Biden has kept in cages for the past, 100 days. So the children will have something to read. By the way, I'm just curious here. They're sending down the English version of the book to the children who may or may not be able to read English. But it's a picture book, so I guess they had that going for them. So anyway, could you imagine, though, how many copies of Kamala Harris's book they could buy for $200,000 so they could send to the illegal alien children that Biden currently houses in cages? I mean, that's a lot of money. So anyway, I've never seen these people ought to be happy. They should be joyful. They have beautiful mansions and cars and plastic surgeons and more kale and arugula than they know what to do with. But I got to be honest, they looked miserable. I mean, it was so, so off-putting. It was just misery, misery after misery after misery. And then you have some woman, we've got the audio here. She was howling. She sounded like some sort of a wounded animal at the Oscars.
To our wolf.
Who does that? Who does that? You win an award and there you are in front of a national television audience of 30 people plus me, and you're going to howl like some sort of an animal, like some sort of a wolf? What's wrong with you? But it all started with Regina King, and they were very woke last night. I'm telling you, they hated the police. They hated the white folks. And apparently, what's been the argument? The argument has been that the Oscars have been too white. So now they have rectified that, and now apparently it's not black enough. So now all the black artists are winning, but it's not good enough. Cut number 5.
I have to be honest. If things had gone differently this past week in Minneapolis, I might have traded in my heels for marching boots. Right. Now, I know that a lot of you people at home want to reach for your remote when you feel like Hollywood is preaching to you. But as a mother of a black son, I know the fear that so many live with, and no amount of fame or fortune changes that.
Now, I just want to ask a question here. Imagine, if you will, that Regina King had made that statement on the steps of the United States Capitol building. Would she be in jail right now? Would she be facing federal prosecution? Would she have been castigated by the mainstream media for threatening an insurrection? Because when I hear her talking about wanting to put on the marching boots, the combat boots, if you will, and take to the streets if the jury did not reach the verdict that they wanted, that sounds a lot like insurrection to me. A lot like insurrection. I got to be honest with you. That kind of a remark, by the way, that's why so many people across the nation are wondering if Derek Chauvin of Minneapolis got a fair trial. I mean, you do have to wonder, is it possible that the jury in Minneapolis feared people like Regina King, that they might take up arms against their fellow countrymen if they had rendered anything but a guilty verdict? Is that remotely possible? I mean, is it possible that the jury feared for the safety of their families and their lives based on the demands of woke Hollywood and the BLM movement? I mean, come on. I don't know what else she said, because at that point I reached for the remote. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But again, this is the mindset of Hollywood. If you do not do as we say, we will burn you down. We will run you out of town. We will beat the holy living crapola out of you. That's what the mainstream media is saying, and that is what woke Hollywood is saying. Let's listen to that again, Regina King. Okay, we don't have that audio, but you know what I'm talking about here, folks. You heard it for yourself. This is outrageous, but they don't care. And now the good news is, I don't think anybody's going to, you know, take action over this, because 30 people were watching the Oscars last night. But this is just a taste of what we got to experience. There was another guy, his name is Trayvon Free. He was he was attacking the police. Let's take a listen.
Today, the police will kill three people. And tomorrow, the police will kill three people. And the day after that, the police will kill three people, because on average, the police in America every day kill three people, which amounts to about 1,000 people a year. And those people happen to disproportionately be black people. And, you know, James Baldwin once said, the most despicable thing a person can be is indifferent to other people's pain. And so I just ask that you please not be indifferent. Please don't be indifferent to our pain.
Now, this man is a liar. And you hate to say that about somebody, but the man just lied on national television over and over and over again. And the reality is that more white people have been gunned down by police than blacks. But beyond that, we're talking about, and you have to break down the numbers here. When you break down the numbers, you understand that most of these people, and yes, there are accidents. When you look at the Dante Wright case with Kim Potter, the officer, that was an accident. A horrible thing happened. It's very clear, based on the video evidence that we've seen, she did not mean to do what she did. Those are things that happen. But the reality is that by and large, and we're talking overwhelmingly, the police are out there doing the job they're supposed to do, and the numbers of people who have been killed by police, the numbers are minuscule, minuscule. So these people are lying to you. And sadly, many people are buying into the lie because the mainstream media lies. There's a whole lot of lying going on out there. But they don't call it lying anymore. They call it your truth, our truth, my truth. That's what's going on here. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Had the filet, by the way, just in case you were wondering. No, when you go to Mar-a-Lago and you're sitting next to the president, you don't want to eat fish, like broiled fish. Nobody wants to do that. No, you got to eat a steak. And it was very delicious. And I got to tell you, the service, everything was just top notch and could not have asked for a better night. Got a nice tour of the grounds, the estate down there. And it was just a lot of fun. And everybody in a great, great mood. And we'll have some more news coming out of all of this a little bit later on. All that to say, this president is engaged. He is energetic. He is pumped up. He is fired up. He has not lost a step. And we'll just have to wait and see how all of this plays out. But I think this is... My take on all of this, I think the president is ready to get back into the mix again. By the way, Dana White over at the mixed martial arts folks fired up over the Las Vegas newspaper. Dana White is the UFC president, and they. Had a big event in Jacksonville, and about 15,000 people turned out for this thing. Huge turnout. Horrible injury in one of the fights. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's just devastating leg injury. That's not what we're talking about. UFC President Dana White, very upset at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They're going after UFC, and they're accusing UFC of basically getting people infected with the China virus. White's issue, this is from Mediaite.com. Dana White's issue stemmed from the paper suggesting that the UFC 261 event was an endangerment during the China virus pandemic. So Dana White wrote a response to the newspaper telling them to go blank themselves. The article in the newspaper cited a disclaimer provided by UFC to all in attendance, which read that this event may lead to exposure to China virus and that contraction of China virus may result in severe and permanent damage to the health of the holder and or others, including but not limited to death. Well, you know what? I don't have a problem with this. I don't have a problem with UFC wanting to hold a big event, 15,000 people, and they've got a sign up that says, hey, you need to understand something. If you're coming in here, you're going to take a risk. You may possibly get the virus. You may not get the virus, but you may get the virus, and we're not responsible. That's on you. You're a grown adult. You have a thinking mind. You have a working brain. You can figure this out for yourself. I like this. The reality is, and by the way, Adam Hill is the author of the Las Vegas Review-Journal hit piece on the front page of the paper. This is the, I want you to hear the lead sentence here of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. At least 15,000 people are willing to risk permanent damage or death to attend a live sporting event again. This is supposedly a fair and balanced newspaper. Well, the reality is that if you walk outside and you cross the street and you are walking into traffic, there's a pretty good chance that you could get hit by a car. You're driving down the interstate. Guess what happens? You risk death getting into your car. You don't know, as earlier today in Memphis, Tennessee, some guy was driving, got hit by a semi on the interstate. The guy got killed. He probably didn't wake up this morning thinking he was going to get himself killed on the interstate, but stuff happens. Stuff happens. But you know what? We're all adults. Life is a risk. We take risks every single day of our life. Every single day. So I say, if you want to go to Fight Night, if you want to go to UFC 261, if you want to go watch the Texas Rangers play baseball, go live your life. Go live your life, America. Don't live in fear.
Freedom!
Live your life. That's what it's all about. Don't give your civil liberties to the federal government. Don't let them take away your freedom. We are red-blooded American patriots. We don't need to be hiding in our man caves wearing three face masks and a shield, and we don't have to do that. That's not who we are. You're not wusses, America. So look, I will throw this out as an observation. There was a lot of chaos and concern surrounding the Texas Rangers. What, 25,000 people showed up at the stadium there in Arlington, Texas? You know what did not happen? There was not a massive outbreak of the China virus. They said there was going to be, but there was not. There was no uptick at all. So maybe, just maybe, things are okay. Things are getting back to normal. Maybe, just maybe, things have always been normal. Maybe, just maybe. So anyway, I commend Dana White here for saying what needed to be said. And shame on this sorry excuse of a news reporter, Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And trust me, I've got some experience with reporters, and I'll tell you that story a little bit later on. We've got one here in Memphis, Tennessee, wrote some nasty stuff about me. These people, they have no soul. No soul. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Alan Dershowitz, Dr. Kelly Ward coming up. Going to be a great show. Stick around, everybody.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be across the fruited plain. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, our live show blog is up and running. A lot of great information for you there. Also, we have links to our free podcast as well as our newsletter. And I was, right now we're in talks with Facebook over this, but we've noticed that over the past 6 months that Facebook has curtailed our numbers by over 70%. So we're looking at, just to give you an idea, we were running for about 6 or 7 months, about 3 million people engaged on our Facebook page, which has been great. We don't rely solely on Facebook, but we get a lot of traffic from Facebook. We noticed over the past couple of months since January, those numbers have dropped from 3 million all the way down to 200,000. And there's not a thing we can do about it. So we're talking to the Facebook people. All that to say, it's so vitally important that you subscribe to the newsletter, because that is the only way that you're going to be able to get all this information without being censored by big tech and big media. So again, ToddStarnes.com for that. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us from the great state of Georgia, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congresswoman, good to have you back with us.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing well, and I was early, in the first hour of the show, I was talking about being down at Mar-a-Lago this past weekend, getting to visit with the president. The guy just seems to be in great spirits and energized and energetic. And you made an observation about the Republican Party distancing themselves from President Trump. What's going on?
Well, this is, it's the GOP retreat this week to get Republicans energized and ready and on board with policy and planning, which should have everything to do with stopping the Democrats' radical agenda that is literally destroying our country. And they left one very important person off of their invite list, and that's Donald J. Trump. And it was Liz Cheney that said that she just didn't invite him. And so what I'm telling everyone is it's really a shame that the president, Donald J. Trump, the president that 75 million people voted for, which was a record number of votes for any Republican president. Trump has had more support all over this country than any Republican we've ever seen in history, with just the outpouring of support we saw over the past year. And they didn't invite him to the GOP conference. That is a huge mistake. And in 2018, there was quite a few Republican members of Congress that were running for reelection that distanced themselves, and it was public. They were distancing themselves from President Trump during their campaigns, and many of them lost, and Republicans lost the House in 2018. And so here I'm seeing the same pattern line up, where you've got George Bush coming out, you've got Karl Rove, you've got Liz Cheney, you've got all this, Bush-era Republicans and neocons and never Trumpers entering into the spotlight in a big, big way. And they're pouring in their never Trump attitude and trying to push the Republican Party away from Trump. But they're so disconnected with the people, because the people are not abandoning President Trump. As a matter of fact, they want him back. They want him more than anyone. And so for the GOP conference in Florida and Orlando to not invite President Trump, that's a major mistake. And people need to understand what's going on.
This is bizarre. TheHill.com has the story from a few days ago where Liz Cheney was offered, she was asked the question, did you invite Donald Trump? Would he be making an appearance at the policy retreat? The president, again, at Mar-a-Lago, it is what, maybe a 20-minute airplane ride at best from there to Orlando. And she says, quote, I have not invited him. What is really going on here, Marjorie? Are we seeing a civil war in the Republican Party right now?
I don't know if I would call it a civil war, but I think the only thing I can call it is stupidity. And it just shows how disconnected some Republican leaders are from the people. They're completely clueless. And Liz Cheney is completely clueless. And we saw her vote for impeachment against President Trump. And then we saw the Democrats use her name over and over again like a little puppet and just make Republicans look bad. And she's our chairwoman of our conference. And it's incredibly stupid to me. That's the only word I can come up with. I wish I had a better word, but I can't find another word than stupid for Republican leaders, the GOP conference, to try to distance themselves from Trump. And I have to tell you, Todd, it goes exactly to George Bush. It goes to Dick Cheney. It goes to Liz Cheney. It goes to Karl Rove. It goes to that old Republican regime that they are trying to move the Republican Party back to that era and back to that way of doing things. And it's too late. It's over. The American people want America First policies, the policies that President Trump put into place that are so successful, that made America truly great again, that made us energy independent, that made us respected among the world again, that ended the endless foreign wars that just needed to stop and stay away. Policies that put American businesses first instead of world business. But these are the America First policies are the exact opposite of globalism. And globalism is what the Democrat Party, Joe Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, along with the George Bushes, the Cheneys, the Karl Roves and all of them, they're all together pushing for that more globalist agenda. But the people, the American people, along with myself, I can tell you 100%, President Trump and people that are loyal to him and loyal to America First policies, we're fighting for our country, and our tax dollars should only go for our country, and our borders should be strong, and we should have legal immigration, not illegal immigration, and our military should work to defend America and not other countries' borders and other countries' interests. And so you see a complete difference, and I may not be ready to use the word civil war, but maybe that is what it is. I don't know, but it's a problem, and I'm going to continue to make people aware of it.
It's beyond me. And by the way, folks, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Marjorie, it's beyond me. I mean, you're right. This president has a winning track record here. I'm just wondering, can the Republicans retake the House and Senate if Trump is not a part of that effort?
You know, they're dead set, and they're historically speaking, in this kind of midterm election, typically the minority party takes back the House, and that's what they keep telling me is going to happen. And then redistricting is going to happen this year, and so all of the experts and the ones that are supposed to know are telling us that Republicans will take back the House pretty much on redistricting alone. We're going to gain 4 seats in Texas, 4 seats in Florida. We're gaining multiple seats across the country just on redistricting. However, if our Republican voters don't feel energized and feel hopeful and feel like Republicans in Congress are giving them a reason to come out and vote, I'm not so sure that we will take back the House. For me, it's yet to be seen. Of course, I want to take back the House, but when Republicans do get in charge again, I want to see Republicans fighting. We should be fighting right now, and then we should fight even harder when we get back in control.
Marjorie, I'm curious. We heard the news about Doug Collins from Georgia. Now saying he is not going to be a candidate for anything in 2022 moving forward. What's going on there? What are you hearing?
Well, I think he's thought through it all, and I haven't spoken with him, so I can't speak for him. But he put out a statement. But his statement also said that it doesn't mean that he won't ever reenter public life or running again for another position. It just looks like he's not ready to do it in 2022. So that it doesn't surprise me, because I had not heard anything about him running for anything. So it wasn't really a surprise to me. But I think it is a disappointment for many people in Georgia because Georgia, you know, loves Doug Collins and he's done an incredible job. And, you know, we still feel like we need him. But he's made his decision and it was kind of him to put it out there for everybody just to know.
All right. Anybody that you're supporting at this early stage going up against Brian Kemp?
No, not at all. I'm not even given any thoughts right now about the governor's race or the Senate race. I have a lot of candidates who have been so sweet and they're reaching out to me and talking to me, not just here in Georgia, but all over the country. But I think it's best for me to stay focused on my district, the 14th District of Georgia, and the job that I'm trying to do for them. And I'm just right now staying completely out of everyone else's races.
All right, good stuff. Well, Marjorie, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight. Thank you again, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from the great state of Georgia. All right. Wow, there you have it, folks. And this is sort of a shocking development that the former president of the United States, the man who, quite frankly, should have won and probably did win a second term in office, will not be a guest, was not invited to meet with House Republicans in the state of Florida. It's not like they're at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. No, they're just, an hour, less than that, 20 minutes, 30 minutes by airplane ride from the president in Florida. But Liz Cheney says that she did not invite President Trump to address Republicans at their retreat. Ronna McDaniel's going to be there. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be there. Ari Fleischer is going to be there. By the way, that name, former press secretary for President George W. Bush. So I'm curious. So I got to take a break here. But do you think that the Republicans are going to be able to win back the House and the Senate if Donald Trump is not out on the campaign trail campaigning for these Republicans? I mean, if Liz Cheney is going to be the standard bearer and she's telling Trump, stay home, we don't want you, is that a winning strategy for the Republicans? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So again, going back to what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, and she was rather hesitant to use the term civil war within the Republican Party, but she sort of came around to that thinking here. But if you've got Liz Cheney out there, and it just seems to me, and I don't know what her game is here. I don't get that. Maybe she really is that powerful in the Republican Party. Maybe she is the de facto leader of the party, because it's sure not Kevin McCarthy. He's not calling the shots here. She is. So I'm not quite sure why she is so hateful towards the president. And I know some of you out there are saying, well, Todd, the reason why is because he said that she was crazy. No, no, no. No, no, no. This president does not throw the first punch. He punches back after he's already been attacked. But I'm telling you, if Liz Cheney decides Trump is not welcome on the campaign trail and Trump is not allowed to campaign for candidates, I don't think the Republicans take back the House or the Senate. And we got too much at stake here to mess around. That's why this is a big deal. But I don't think the Republicans are going to win unless Trump is out on the campaign trail. What say you? 844-747-8868. Oh, I got to play this. I've got to play this song for you. These people, they love Dr. Fauci. They worship this guy like he's some sort of a god or a furor. I don't know either one. It's not good. So now in New York State, they're actually singing praise and worship songs honoring Dr. Fauci. And I'm telling you, if you're eating a ham sandwich, just put your sandwich down, put down the Snapple, because you're going to spew your Snapple if you're in mid sip. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what they're doing in New York State.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Yo, dog, a little pitchy there, a little pitchy. So this is some sort of a big platform. Dr. Fauci. Oh, geez, Alou. This is some sort of a big push by New York State. People are writing in. They're drawing paintings of Dr. Fauci. They're writing these songs. And according to the local newspaper in Rochester, New York, the kid singing here, who is, I think, 17 years old and is on the spectrum. And so now they're hauling these poor kids out. They're making them write these praise and worship songs, and they're singing to the glories of Dr. Anthony Fauci. I think that was to the tune of Mr. Sandman. That's what the team is telling me. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go right now to the great state of Arizona, where hopefully we are about to right a terrible wrong. On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program, she is the chairperson of the Arizona GOP, Dr. Kelly Ward. Dr. Ward, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Todd. It's great to be with you. Great to be with you. And you're right. This is the great state of Arizona, and we are the tip of the spear in finding out what happened in the 2020 election.
So let's talk about this and walk us through what you guys are doing. This is not something that's just going to happen overnight. This is a bit of a process. But take us through what you guys are doing right now.
This is going to be a process because this is a total hand count of over 2.1 million ballots that were cast in the presidential election. It's not simply running those same ballots through the same machines and seeing if the result came out the same. So we've got teams of hundreds of volunteers, nonpartisan. Well, actually, every party is able to be represented. This is not a Republican audit. This is an American audit. It is an audit for America. So we're recounting those by hand. We're also looking at those digitally adjudicated ballots. Those are the ballots that wouldn't run through the machines originally. And for some reason, we don't know what reason, they had to go to a two-person election board of county employees to decide what the intent of that voter was. And there are over 200,000 of those. And remember, here in Arizona, the margin is just a little over 10,400 in terms of the person declared the winner and the person who didn't win in that 2020 election for the presidency. So we're going to be looking at those. We're also looking at the machines. We're looking at the hardware. We're looking at the software. We're looking at the logs. And that's going to take time. It will probably take 5 or 6 weeks to get everything done that needs to be done. And, of course, the Democrats are going to put every obstacle in our way that they possibly can to try to slow this down, to try to delegitimize this. And ultimately, they would love to stop this process. They want to say it's because we want to undermine the confidence in our electoral process. No, no. We are working very, very hard to restore voter confidence in our elections. If this doesn't get done, there are many people who will never trust voting again.
So a lot of people have asked this question, and I want to ask it of you as well. If at the end of the day, it turns out that President Trump won Maricopa County, won Arizona, what recourse does the president have at that point? What recourse do the disenfranchised Republican voters in Arizona have?
You know, Todd, that is the billion-dollar question. It's never been seen in our country, in our history, this level of manipulation of the electoral process. That is changing laws, ignoring laws, changing rules, ignoring rules before, during, and after the election. And I believe that President Trump did win Arizona and did win many other states and did win Maricopa County, because remember, I've been here on the ground, just like many of your listeners, wherever they live. They saw the enthusiasm surrounding the Trump administration and President Trump and what he was doing for our nation. And we also saw the lack of enthusiasm for the other ticket. Here in Arizona, both of them showed up. Kamala and Joe showed up together, and no one showed up to see them. And somehow they miraculously won an election? I don't think so. So we'll see. I think that that field is well wide open as to what could happen. A lot of people say, well, the election is what the election is and nothing's going to change. I can't tell you that I know one way or another. If things are bad enough and the fraud was as big as potentially it could be, there have to be repercussions.
Well, no doubt about that. And the question is, what can be done? At that point, will they start looking at some of those other battleground states where there clearly was voter fraud? But I want to go back to the support you are getting from the Republican Party. Are you getting support from the RNC? Are you getting support from your governor in regards to this effort?
Well, the RNC is looking into election integrity as a whole. We just had an RNC meeting in Dallas last week. It was great to see people from all over the country. And there are many people, many conservatives who are now part of the RNC who will be relentless in the effort to assure integrity in our electoral process. And that means looking back at 2022 to see what happens. I do think that Arizona will be the first domino to fall and other states will feel empowered and feel like they have support to be able to move forward with their own investigation. I would love to see Governor Ducey providing better security for the audit itself. Now, you know, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and their attorneys wouldn't allow this audit to take place where maybe it should have, which is in the tabulation center in Maricopa County, where those ballots already were. So we had to have the increased expense, the increased risk, security risk of moving all of those 2.1 million ballots from one place to another in Maricopa County. And I would love for the governor to be proactive and give us the Department of Public Safety to be protecting the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, potentially having the National Guard there to present basically that everyone is taking this seriously. It is funny to watch the leftist media try to attack the security or what they're perceiving as lack of security. There is security there. Believe me, these ballots are secure. This process is secure, but it would be nice to have more to deter people that are part of Antifa, to deter people who are part of BLM from coming to Arizona and trying to protest this. So that would be something that I would like to see from Governor Ducey, making that presence a proactive presence, not waiting until something untoward or something devastating and tragic before that happens. So hopefully they'll wake up and get on the stick for this.
Dr. Ward, at the end of the day, what do you think this audit is going to find?
Well, you know, we don't know. Whatever it finds, I think that hopefully it's going to restore that confidence in our electorate. I think that the left is certainly scared that we're going to find that margin, that 10,400 vote margin, dwindles away quite quickly and quite significantly when they look at everything. My hope is that it does show that President Trump was the rightful winner of that county and of our state. But we don't know. I just want the truth to come out. I hope the media stops trying to manipulate the truth, stops trying to be a propaganda arm of the Democrats, stops trying to delegitimize this process. I know if they were watching every vote count on election night, I don't know why they weren't reporting on the lack of security and the lack of protocols that were happening then.
Well,
in the way that they're trying to do here in Arizona during this audit.
Well, there's a better chance of Kamala Harris showing up at the border than that happening, Dr. Ward. So.
That's true. That's true. I said if there's somewhere to go that's not the border, that's where she'll be.
You got that right. All right. Dr. Kelly Ward, chairperson of the Republican Party there in Arizona. The audit restarted once again, and we will wait, but it's going to be a long process, and we appreciate the great work you guys are doing there in Arizona.
Hey, thanks, Todd, and people can get a daily update at Arizona GOP on all social media.
All right. Dr. Kelly Ward, can you imagine, 5 weeks from now, and all of a sudden it comes out that President Trump actually won Maricopa County and won the state of Arizona. Could you imagine the firestorm of controversy that would sweep across this country? Now, we all know that Republicans have a history of letting it go, letting it slide. Richard Nixon did it in the big 1960 election with JFK. Everybody knew JFK stole the election. But Nixon said, we got to let it go. We're just going to move on. Donald Trump is not Richard Nixon. Donald Trump will be fighting tooth and nail if it comes out that the election was stolen in Arizona. And if it was stolen in Arizona, what does that say about Georgia? What does that say about Pennsylvania? What does that say about Michigan and Wisconsin? All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. And by the way, you heard Dr. Ward. There's really no – they're going to be in uncharted waters if, in fact, that happens. They don't know what that would mean. Well, I can tell you what that would mean. That means that 2022 and 2024 become nuclear elections. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get right to the phones, 844-747-8868. Greg from Atlanta, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have a suggestion for the convention invitations. Why don't we invite Donald Trump and leave Liz Cheney at home?
Oh, whoa, wow, what a terrific idea. I mean, that's a pretty brilliant idea, actually.
That's a plan, it sounds to me like. I think we ought to be able to garner enough votes for that. She should have had a vote earlier in the year, and her colleagues in Washington dodged that for her. So I think this would be a good plan, and we'd probably get a whole lot better results in attendance and results from the convention itself.
Greg, when you hear these kinds of reports that Republican leadership, they don't want Trump in the party anymore, they don't want him anywhere around the Republican Party, as a Trump supporter, what goes through your mind when you hear these kinds of stories?
First of all, is that I'm sick and tired of listening to the Democrats But close on their heels, I'm sick and tired just as much about hearing what the Republicans don't want to do. And I think the long and short of it is that they don't really want to be in the leadership role. I think they're much more comfortable taking a back seat and kind of letting the punches roll, protecting their job rather than doing it for the American people. The most misused phrase that I hear today is the American people. Well, you know, the American people are not getting what they want. I'm not getting what I want. And every time I turn around, somebody's telling me that they're doing something for me, and I fail to see it. I don't see it now.
Greg, it's a fair argument you raise here. And I am deeply troubled by the idea that the Republican Party thinks they can go it on their own. They think they can push President Trump aside, and they're going to be able to win elections without his politics, without his ideology, and more importantly, without his support.
You know, as an old military guy, I learned early on that you lead from the front. Who's leading us? Where is our leadership? Where are they coming from? What are they trying to accomplish? How are they going to get there? It's a real hole in the program that every time we turn around, you know, we see this over and over and over. Who's in charge? Donald Trump was in charge, would be in charge, and should be in charge. And I know everybody's scared to death, and he doesn't write nice tweets. You know, I don't care what he tweets. I care what he does. Look at what happened under his 47 months in office. We, the people, benefited greatly from him being there. I say we're getting the benefits of the Democrats being in power right now, but it's not something that you want to write your mama about, that's for sure.
You know, Greg, I think an argument could be made. Okay, fine. We're still a bit out from 2024. Okay, that's fine. We don't need to talk about another term in the White House. But I think it's a very reasonable argument to say, let's get this guy back out on the campaign trail. Do you think Liz Cheney, I mean, let's be honest, Greg, do you think Liz Cheney is going to be able to fill a stadium with 20,000 people or Donald Trump?
I don't think there is a snowball's chance anywhere of that happening. And I don't think that the rest of the candidates, you could pull them all together and get 20,000. Who's running it? What are they running for? What do they stand for? It's not what we're for, it's what they're against. I guess that's my attitude is, I don't know what the Republicans or what their platform is. I wish we'd go on and censure the people that need to be censured and get on with our business of taking the control back of our country. That's what I'd like to see. And I'd like for somebody to step forward. Maybe it's too early for the 2024 election, but now's the time. Look what's happening. Are the Democrats letting any grass grow under their feet? Not on your life, they're not. They're going to do everything they can because hopefully we here in Georgia are going to take our Senate seat back, and that will make the playing field a little more equitable. He'll have to do whatever he has to do by executive order, which can be reversed, but you know, that's a long game, and I don't see our short game, much less our long game.
Well, and Greg, that is a fair point you just made. Thank you for the call, and thank you for listening to us on WDUN. We love all of our listeners there in Gainesville, Georgia. Here's my concern on this, folks, that Liz Cheney and Republican leadership, they're more interested in taking out Trump than they are the Democrats. That is my concern. And I say that because Liz Cheney, her sole focus right now should be taking out the Democrats. But instead, she's out there making the comments about President Trump, you know, laughing and yucking up with the reporters saying, oh, yeah, he didn't get an invitation. We didn't invite him. It's like it's junior high school up there. And again, she doesn't have to do this. That's why I'm very puzzled by this. I know there are people out there. Well, I always knew Liz Cheney was a liberal. She was a closet liberal. No, she's not a liberal, folks. She's a war hawk. I'll give you that much. But she's not a liberal. She's a conservative. So, you know, it's ridiculous to start questioning conservative credentials. But this war with Donald Trump, the Republicans have to get a handle on this. Maybe they get everybody in a room, close the door, lock the door, and let's figure all of this out. Have a knockdown, drag out, come to Jesus meeting. But the Republicans, if they're not careful, they're going to start fighting each other. And what's going to happen? The Democrats, they're going to keep the House. They're going to keep the Senate. And we're going to have a packed Supreme Court. We're going to have open borders. We're going to have millions of people invading our country. And at that point, we're all losers. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, hello. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Stearns Radio Program. What an honor to have you with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. ToddStearns.com is our website. The live show blog is up and running. And all of our new listeners, this is the place where you go to find the links to the stories that we're talking about on the program. Also, information about our guest and the books they have written. Well, we are watching yet another incident unfold over in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where there is a state of emergency. Very concerned citizens waiting to see if body cam footage is going to be released in the shooting of a suspect there. And we have seen all sorts of mayhem and chaos break out over the past just little while across America in regards to these shootings by police officers. And one of those by Officer Kim Potter, and it's very clear that in this shooting with Dante Wright, that it was an accident. And I was watching a segment late last week on Fox News Channel, Laura Ingraham's show, and Alan Dershowitz was on the program, and he was calling for an early acquittal of Officer Potter. Clearly a horrible, tragic mistake, but it's not like she was going out and looking to kill somebody. And the quote from Laura's show, and it was a terrific interview, and we'll post a link to it on the live show blog, "There will not be justice for Kim Potter unless she's acquitted." Well, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, not only one of America's foremost legal minds, but also an incredible author, the new book, Cancel Culture, Alan Dershowitz. Alan, good to have you back with us.
Hey, thank you. I have a new book even since Cancel Culture. I have a new book called The Case Against the New Censorship, How to Fight Back Against Big Tech and Universities and Progressives. But I've just been a writing machine when it comes to trying to protect free speech, because we're fighting a losing battle. The millennials don't want free speech, and we're seeing them, you know, we're seeing the new high-tech and big-tech people suppressing free speech. So I'm busy writing and trying to fight them in the court of public opinion.
You know, Alan, I want to get to your book in just a moment, but the things you said about Officer Potter, I mean, it seems to me there is just, it's an open season on police officers, and not many people have their back out there.
Well, it's just been outrageous. Police put their lives on the line every day. They get up every morning. Their only hope is to help people and then come home safe to their families. And she made a tragic mistake. Anybody could make that mistake. She pulled out a gun. She thought it was a taser. She yelled, "Taser, taser, taser." Then she shot him. She said, "Oh, my God, I shot him." It's a mistake. You know, suspend her, okay. Make her go through a training program to teach her how to tell the difference between the taser and the gun. But the idea of indicting her for manslaughter and losing her job of 27 years is just a kind of modern McCarthyism. It's just horrible. And the fact that the crowd determines justice now rather than the jury. I mean, look at the Chauvin case, where the crowd was demanding a conviction of murder. And they were threatening, if he doesn't get convicted of murder, there'll be violence, there'll be riots. Can you imagine any juror being able to really deliberate fairly, knowing that if they come back with a verdict of manslaughter instead of murder, their homes will be burned down, their businesses will be attacked, their children's school will be attacked? That's not justice, American style.
Alan, I was surprised, and of course, maybe you can give us some insight here. Normally, in these high-profile cases, sometimes the case is moved out of the city, the jury is actually sequestered, but that was not the case. Were you surprised by that?
Not only was I shocked, it was just absolutely wrong. And I hope the Supreme Court takes this case and decides for the first time that in a case where you have racial tensions and where you have threats to the jury, there must be sequestration. In the famous Sam Shepard case going back, I don't know, 50 years now almost, the case that gave rise to the TV show The Fugitive, Sam Shepard was tried in a similarly kind of circus atmosphere. And the Supreme Court pointed out the fact that there wasn't sequestration. It's one of the elements in deciding 8-1 that he needed a new trial. And at the new trial, he was acquitted. So, look, I have no brief for Chauvin. What he did was inexcusable, I think, particularly the last 4 minutes. But he did not get a fair trial. And fair trials are required whether a person is guilty or innocent or somewhere in between. I am not confident that the jury assessed the evidence in the law without the thumb of outside pressures on the scale of justice.
The name of the new book, folks, Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. Alan, I think we've seen all of these stories play out, the things you write about just in recent days here. Some will say, well, what Big Tech is doing is not censorship. It's their right to do that. What say
it's
you?
Both. It's both. It's their right to do it. They are private carriers, and they have First Amendment rights. I don't agree with Justice Thomas that we can regulate them. On the other hand, what they're doing is wrong. Just because they have the right to do something doesn't mean it's right. But, you know, talk about modern times. Look at what happened in Brooklyn Center, where the city manager, after the Kim Potter case, simply said that she was entitled to due process. That's in the Constitution. And he got fired. He got fired simply for expressing the view that a police officer of 27 years is entitled to due process. He didn't say she should win. He didn't say she should lose. Just due process. That's enough to get you fired today.
It's just mind-boggling. And, you know, again, I appreciate you tackling the universities here, because ultimately, I think beyond universities, I think our public education system, starting in kindergarten, is behind this radical attack on free speech.
We're seeing this now all over the place. Parents at New York elite schools are taking their kids out because schools are no longer places to learn how to think. They're places where you're taught what to think. And what to think is what progressives, who are really regressives, these are people who are opposed to due process and free speech and basic fundamental American rights, are demanding that teachers in elementary school and high schools propagandize their students with. It's just not right.
You know, I've got to tell you, I was very impressed over the weekend. Val Demming, who's a leftist, she's a Democrat congresswoman, former police chief from Florida. She actually came out and she was talking about another case. I believe it was the Columbus, Ohio case, where the police officer saved the woman's life from being stabbed, and said that she defended the officer. That is something you don't see Democrats do very often.
Yeah, well, I'm a liberal Democrat. I voted for Hillary Clinton, for Joe Biden. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in due process. And the woman, you know, Kim Potter, has been railroaded. And I think the policeman,
Reardon is his name. Nicholas Reardon, yeah, is his name.
Right.
But Alan, to that point, though, are you in your circle of liberal friends, are you hearing this? Do they have the same concerns you have about where we're going right now as a country?
I don't have any friends left. I mean, all of my friends abandoned me when I defended President Trump in the floor of the Senate. you know, the new McCarthyism has become the common response. People say, oh, yeah, we believe in due process, but not for Trump. We believe in due process, but not for police officers. And I haven't changed my views in 65 years. I'm 82 years old now. I've been doing this since I'm in high school and early college, and I'm going to continue to do it regardless of what my friends and former associates are willing to say. No, I haven't seen any. I think liberals, real liberals, are really an endangered species today.
It's mighty sad. But, folks, it is an important book for you to read, The Case Against the New Censorship, Protecting Free Speech from Big Tech, Progressives, and Universities. We have a link to Alan's book on our live show blog. Alan, we always appreciate you coming on the program.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. You know, talk radio is one of the few places today where you can still get real conversation, and I applaud what you do.
Well, you're very kind to say that. You're always welcome back. God bless you.
Thank you, Alan.
Dershowitz, a great legal mind.
Thank you.
Great American. And you know what? He's a liberal. But you know what? It's okay because he loves America. It's the leftist we have to be worried about, not the liberals. It's the leftist. And it is a very dangerous thing that's happening in this country. And we've all got to take a stand. By the way, we have some audio I want to play before we have to go to break here. So a couple of weeks ago, we told you about this Canadian pastor. And they're going through the same cancel culture wokeness north of the border that we're dealing with right here in this country. But this pastor stood his ground and literally went toe-to-toe with these police officers and told them to get out of his church. Well, over the weekend, the same thing happened. The health department came back, said, you've got to shut down your church service, and they brought the SWAT team. They brought the SWAT team, these guys with their weapons dressed in black military gear, and they're ready to go to town. But this pastor does not back down. Take a listen to what happened.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer. Okay, my lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say. I do not cooperate with Gestapo. I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are.
And he went on and on and on and on. Do we have more of it? All right, let's listen.
Listen to me. You can make an appointment another day.
Okay,
you Gestapo.
You don't need to
another day.
You don't need to
not this day. Not this day.
Okay.
Not during the church.
Okay.
You understand? Make an appointment.
Okay.
So go.
See you later on. Have a good day.
That's great. Get out of here, you Nazi Gestapo pigs! Have a nice day. I love it. This guy is awesome. If we could just clone this guy and stick him in every pulpit in America, could you imagine the shape this country would be in? It was brilliant. And there was another clip, and it went on for a while, and we don't have time to play the whole thing. But we've got it on our website. There was a moment where he just gets right up in the grill of one of the police officers, one of the SWAT team members. And the SWAT team says, sir, you're in my space. And the preacher says, you're in my space. You're literally in my space. I love it. You know what, Kyle? I want to save that. That's going to be my new ringtone. I don't cooperate with Nazis. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mike Starnes.
All right, folks, let's get back to the phone lines, 844-747-8868. Would love to say hello to you today. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Kay, listening to us on WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Kay, what's on your mind today?
Well, first I want to thank you for taking my call and to thank you for the book that you sent me back when I called when you first had WDUN live. It was about, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yes, it was, Kay. And, well, I'm so glad, first of all, that you called in. And, number two, I'm glad that that you got a copy of one of my books. That's great news to hear.
Yeah, it's God Bless America. And what is so neat, I have a friend who's reading a book to me now, and we almost finished with it. And when she heard that I had gotten this book, she said, well, I'll just come and get that book, and I will read that one to you as well.
Is that right?
I've lost my sight to glaucoma. I can no longer read. And I was thrilled to get that. And the Daily Biscuit, I really want to get that. That sounds great.
Well, Kay, you know what? I'm going to make sure that you get a copy of the Daily Biscuit book. As a matter of fact, we're coming to Gainesville, Georgia. We're going to do a book signing there, and I would love, maybe you could, someone could bring you out to the book signing, and we could say hello.
Oh, that would be exciting. I would love that. I love the way you've kind of taken up where Rush left off. We all miss him terribly. But I'm enjoying you. I mean, you almost everything you say, I just totally agree with you, and just thrilled to death. And just want to let you know that, wanted the world to hear it.
Well, Kay, you are so kind to say that, and I'm so glad you've got folks in your life there that are taking good care of you, and somebody said, well, you know, reading books to you. I think that's a wonderful thing.
I do too, and I'm really, and I love the Lord, and He has taken care of me like. I won't say like you don't believe, because you do believe that how much he'll do, but it's God is just awesome. That's all I can say.
Well, he is awesome, and I wrote many years ago in one of my first books, I said, God's mercies are new every morning, and sometimes they smell like sweet potato pie just right out of the oven.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the way it is, though, Kay, and you know, is that no matter how crazy life gets, you can always depend on the good Lord being there for you.
Yeah, he's the only reason I'm making it today, because I've been through quite a bit in the last about 2.5 years. But God has brought me through it, and he's always told me, I'll never leave you or forsake you, and I will meet your needs. And he's done all of that, and then some.
Well, Kay,
so I'm just thrilled.
I am so glad you have just made my day. And I want you to promise me, give us a call back one of these days, and we can talk again on the radio.
All right. Well, that would be great. I would do that. So do I need to hold on or what?
Well, you know what? Yeah, hold on, and we're going to get your information. So so don't go anywhere. Let's put Kay on hold. And we are, by the way, heading to Gainesville, Georgia this summer. We haven't released the dates yet, but we're going to be hitting a number of cities. I know we're going to Pascagoula, Moorhead City, North Carolina, you folks in Little Rock. We're going to be coming to your town as well. Going to be out in Los Angeles and some of the larger cities as well. But can I just be honest with you? We have more fun in the smaller towns. I mean, you guys know how to throw a party. You know how to treat folks. And the hospitality is off the charts. And somebody said, well, Todd, how was the cooking down at Mar-a-Lago? It was a great meal. But I got to tell you something. It wasn't Waffle House. And you folks know what I'm talking about when I say that. But like President Trump, by the way, President Trump, he loves to go down to KFC and the McDonald's. Yeah, he can eat the fancy food, but he likes it. And again, I think this goes back to why we connect so well with Donald Trump, is that, yeah, he's got a lot of money in the bank account, but his mindset, it's just like ours, just like regular America. He thinks like we think. He talks like we talk, well, with an accent, of course. But he believes what we believe. As a matter of fact, I was he even likes Southern gospel music. And I know that's kind of a shock to some of you out there. But he's a big fan of the Southern gospel music genre. And that is something unusual for anybody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, look, we're going to take a break here. By the way, our new newsletter coming out in just a matter of moments. So if you want to sign up and get today's edition, you still have time to do that over at toddstarnes.com. All right, folks, we have a few lines open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. If you want to weigh in on some of the stories we're talking about, or like Kay, just call to say howdy do. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, Lou. Later today, I got to do the credit card stuff, pay the bills. You guys know what that's like. Yeah, we do that here in radio world, too. But you know what feels great is when you actually pay off that credit card. And our good friends over at Lightstream have a great, great deal for listeners of our radio program, our newest sponsor. And they're doing some incredible work. And they're helping you pay off high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate and saving a lot of money. And who doesn't want to save a lot of money? By the way, it's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream, just for our listeners. Now, pay attention here. This is pretty awesome. Lightstream is going to offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Plus, there are absolutely no fees involved, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. So here's what you need to know. Again, just for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program, you can get a special interest rate discount on top of that and save even more money. The only way to get the discount is to go right now to lightstream.com/freedom. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/freedom. And you'll be able to find information about the great opportunities they have for you. Lightstream, of course, everything is subject to credit approval. And but again, lightstream.com/freedom for more info. So look, over the weekend, there was a weird thing that happened at Miami International Airport. We have the video on our website. There were these massive brawls. I mean, it was almost a riot inside the airport as passengers were beating up each other. It was unbelievable. Never seen anything like this. And there were people there filming the beatdown. I mean, this was like, you know, I don't know, Dana White probably should go and recruit these guys. But they took one guy, threw him down in front of the gate agent's desk, and they're beating the living daylights out of him. They're kicking, they're punching, and nobody's coming to their defense. Everybody's just standing around watching and videoing. And so as word leaked out about this story, a lot of the passengers who did not intervene were called out on social media. And they said, "What's wrong with you people? Why did you not step in and put a stop to the beatdown?" Now, I understand the question, but I think we need to put this question in the context of what's happening in America right now. So we know, because we've covered these stories, that a good many Good Samaritans have become targets of the cancel culture mob simply because they stepped in to stop a fight or to stop somebody from getting shot or stabbed. Case in point, you've got Officer Reardon in Columbus, Ohio, where you've got this girl, this teenage girl, about to plunge a knife into a woman, and the officer saves the woman. And then you had LeBron James coming out, and LeBron James is out there saying, "Well, you know, we need to out this guy." And I know I know he deleted the tweet, but we all know what LeBron James meant to do. He was threatening this police officer. So I got to tell you something. I don't blame those people at that airport for not stepping into the fray. I do not blame them one bit. And here's the reason why. I don't think they wanted to become a target of the cancel culture mob or LeBron James. That's what I think. Now, my question is, would you, facing a similar situation, would you put yourself in the middle of all of that? You got a bunch of thugs beating the crap out of everybody. Would you intervene? 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always great to have Jason Miller with us, senior advisor to President Donald John Trump. A great American patriot as well. Jason, good to have you back with us.
Todd, good afternoon. Great to be with you.
I got to tell you, I was down at, we were talking about this, my adventure down to Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. first time I've seen the president in person since he left the White House. And I got to tell you, that man looks energetic. He looks rejuvenated. And he actually looks younger than when he was in the White House.
So here's the thing on that. I actually asked him last week about how much weight have you lost. And he said 15 pounds. But I got to tell you, I think it's more like 20. And by the way, I want to know why he's lost 15 or 20. And I think I put on 15 or 20 just since he left the White House, because I don't think it's supposed to work like that. Like, he loses it, I gain it. But you know what? He's looking really good. He's relaxed. And I asked him, I was like, so what's your secret? Because, you know, obviously I'm someone who needs to knock off, you know, maybe 1 or 2 pounds. And he goes, a little bit of golf, a whole lot of endorsements.
Well, that'll do it, I reckon. That being said, he just looks like somebody who is not ready to retire just yet. And I think a lot of people around this country that I've been talking to would love to see him stay engaged, stay involved in politics, and quite frankly, run again in 2024.
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, obviously, look, I'm biased. I want him to run again in 2024. But in the short term, we want to make sure that not only do we win the House and Senate back in 2022, but we also get some good America First conservatives elected along the way. So part of that, for example, we're going through, we're chatting with individual candidates who are hoping to run against Liz Cheney, for example, in Wyoming, trying to make sure we can really narrow down to figure out who the best candidate will be. So that's one that we're focusing on. Some of these will play out by themselves. I think Ohio and Missouri, probably North Carolina, Pennsylvania, maybe a couple of these Senate races will figure themselves out. But we really want to make sure that we get good candidates in there. Look, we've already got Max Miller in there to run against Anthony Gonzalez in Ohio. So we have some good contests. And here's the thing to keep in mind. Number one, everybody wants President Trump's endorsement. That's why they're coming to Mar-a-Lago. That's why they'll be soon coming to Bedminster. But, and Todd, here's the key thing. We have over 90 million dollars in the bank with President Trump's leadership PAC. He's going to be using that to get Republicans elected.
So here's what I don't get, Jason. We had Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene on earlier in the program. She's really upset that the president was not invited by Liz Cheney to speak at the retreat in Orlando. What is up with Liz Cheney? What it just seems to me that she is hell-bent on taking down the Republicans if it means Donald Trump is not a member of the party anymore.
Well, she is, but let's go. And by the way, bringing up Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, someone who can do more pull-ups than I. So you've already brought up someone who's lost more weight than me since the presidency. Now you're bringing up someone who can do more pull-ups than me.
I didn't mean
me,
to
so,
trigger you, Jason. Yeah, my apologies.
Thanks, Todd. You're putting me into orbit on this this Monday afternoon. Here's the buried lead on the Liz Cheney thing. Today, the New York Post caught up with Liz and asked her about 2024. And she said that she was not shutting the door on 2024. Let me tell you why this is significant for everyone listening. This is really the buried lead here. She's teasing it out there that she could run for president in 2024. So when she pulls the plug and decides not to run for reelection in 2022, now she's already kind of planted that seed. So that's the thing for people to really keep in mind, is that Liz Cheney knows that she's cooked when it comes to a Republican primary. In fact, our polling shows that she has a 6% hard reelect number with Trump voters in Wyoming. Think about that. 6% of Trump voters in Wyoming will support Liz Cheney. So she's finished. So I'm not too worried about the gathering in Orlando. I mean, President Trump is still the destination endorsement. McCarthy comes and visits him all the time. That doesn't bug me too much, but don't get distracted by Liz Cheney. She knows she's not coming back.
Well, I'm glad she's aware of that. Again, folks, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Jason Miller, he's the principal at SHW Partners and a senior advisor to President Trump. Jason, again, the Mar-a-Lago has been the center of attention, but now the president heading up to New Jersey. Why the change in location?
Well, like many Floridians, it gets a little toasty in the summer. So I think, I think the New Jersey golfing locale might be a little bit more hospitable for over the summer. But President Trump has this national golfing and hotel empire, this resort empire He very much, I think, misses New York, misses New Jersey. Bedminster is a great club, by the way, if you ever get there. The cheeseburgers are great. The course is great. Obviously, don't get up there near as much as I'd like myself. But the president will be back down in Florida soon enough. So a little bit of a break over the summer, then he'll be back to Florida.
Well, I got to tell you, I feasted on that Trump chocolate cake down at Mar-a-Lago, and that was mighty tasty.
Oh, it's good stuff. And, you know, it's funny, one of the things people always ask me, you know, about how often I get to stay at Mar-a-Lago, and the answer is never. I've stayed two nights at Mar-a-Lago ever, I think once in 2016, once earlier this year. But, no, they have me at a very tidy Courtyard by Marriott over in West Palm, where, you know, the room rate is a little bit cheaper. But I tell you, Mar-a-Lago is something special. And it's a cool place. I'm glad you got to get a little bit of time over there and just see kind of the environment. But as you can see, when President Trump walks into the room, when he walks into the the dining patio, everybody steps up and they're cheering. It's a great environment.
It really is. Jason, I hate to do this. We're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your insight on this program, and look forward to getting you back on soon.
Absolutely, and talked about you with the president just the other day, and he signed off. We're going to get the president on with you very shortly here. So I appreciate your patience and JP's patience and everyone on your production team, but we're going to get the president on here with you shortly.
Well, we're looking forward to that, Jason. And again, God bless. Thank you, and be good out there.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jason Miller. Well, there's a little bit of breaking news. So apparently we're expecting the president of the United States to be phoning in soon. And we'll keep you updated on when that's going to happen. But I'm telling you, it's because of our audience. You guys are so engaged on a daily basis in what we are doing here, what's happening nationally. You have Republicans in leadership positions, and they've got their staff listening to this program, wanting to hear your voices. You guys, and I brag on you all the time, we do have one of the brightest, most intelligent listening audiences in all of talk radio. And you guys are also, dare I say this, not only very attractive, but also very entertaining. I mean, very humorous, but great insight. And people appreciate that, and they respect that. And so that's very exciting news. President Trump going to be hopping on the program, and we'll keep you updated on when that will be. All right, got to take a break here. We have we're going to open up the phone lines here. Whatever you want to talk about, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. You never know what's going to happen on this show, and that's what makes it fun. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. You know, I will say this about the Democrats. There are very few up on Capitol Hill that still get it, and I think one of those people who does get it is Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii. And I think one of the reasons why is her parents were conservative. I don't know if they're still conservative, but they certainly shared our value system. And Gabbard went to the left, but she's still someone who makes a lot of sense. And I think there are some Democrats out there who still believe in the important things that make America, America. I want you to listen. This is Tulsi Gabbard.
My dear friends, my fellow Americans, please, please let us stop the racialization of everyone and everything. It's racialism. We are all children of God and are therefore family in the truest sense, no matter our race or ethnicity. This is aloha, and this is what our country and the world need. The mainstream propaganda media and politicians, they want us to constantly focus on our skin color and the skin color of others because it helps them politically or financially. Aloha means respect and love for others. It's what enables us to see beyond our skin color and see the soul, the person within. So let's do our best to cultivate this aloha in our hearts and see and treat others through this prism of love, not through the prism of race and ethnicity. Please let us not allow ourselves to be led down this dark and divisive path of racialism and hate.
Well, there you go. I mean, I like what she said, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. I don't know if Tulsi Gabbard knows this, but she's actually a Republican. You're not hearing anybody else from the Democrat side talking like this. But even she gets it, and she's fairly reasonable. She's a patriot. And again, it's important for you to understand the distinction here. There are liberals who are patriots. I don't believe you can be a patriot if you are a leftist. Because in reality, you hate America. You hate what America is, and you want to fundamentally transform America. By the way, ratings just came out from the Woke Academy Awards last night. Viewership dropped from the last time it was on by 13.9 million viewers. 13.9 million viewers. No wonder that lady was howling like some sort of a wounded animal. Let's play that. Jeez, hello. Unbelievable, these people. By the way, pay very close attention to what's happening in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. And there's something weird going on there. The police, because of whatever rules and regulations they have in place or laws on the books, they just can't turn over the police body cam video. That has to come from a judge. So the family of some guy who was shot during some sort of a drug-related warrant is now demanding that the video be released. They're saying that their loved one was shot in the back, and they want the video. So we don't know. We don't know the particulars because we haven't seen the video. But I will say this. Thank God that there are body cams out there. I think every police officer in the country ought to be wearing one because it gets the police officers out of difficult situations where you have these criminal thugs out there and they're just flat out lying about their encounters with the police officers. And the media, they're taking the side of the thug, the criminal. Thank goodness that the officer in Ohio, Officer Reardon, had his body cam activated so that we could understand what happened when he got out of that patrol car and that lady was about to lose her life because she was going to be stabbed. Thank goodness for the body cams. And I know a lot of police officers don't like those things, but I'm telling you, it's keeping a lot of police officers out of jail. It's keeping a lot of police officers from losing their jobs, losing their pensions, and losing their lives. So let's see what happens here. But looks like they are anticipating some sort of civil unrest there in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. Newsletter coming out in just a matter of moments. ToddStarnes.com is our website. Be sure to check that out. Lots of great videos, stories, you name it. It's right there. Get out there. Have a good day, America.